Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Those who really, really want to unite Christianity and Islam, Christians and Muslims, and try to really make a broad ecumenical agreement between Islam and Christianity. But the question is, can Christianity and Islam be reconciled? And the answer, very simply, is no. Now, there are those, I believe, who would have you believe that the God of Christianity and the God of Islam are the same God, but that they just simply go by different names. I mean, they would say God is God and Allah is Allah, and after all, don't we all worship the same God? That's how you hear it presented. I mean, after all, we worship the same God. That's what you hear. However, when you study the Quran and you study the Bible, you know what you find out? You find out that those two religions cannot be reconciled and those two gods are not the same. In other words, if you profess to be a Christian, you cannot pretend to be worshiping God by observing the religion of Islam in the name of Allah. You can't. Not if you know who Allah is and what is taught in the Quran. If you're a Muslim, you can't pretend to be worshiping Allah by professing Christianity. For a Muslim to profess Christianity would be to denounce Islam. So today what we're going to do is we're going to go through the Quran, we're going to go through the Bible, and we're going to look at just some of the reasons that Islam and Christianity cannot be reconciled. Now, the reasons are numerous. We're going to look at a few. And here are some of the reasons. All right, first of all, the Quran says, I'm so used to when I'm preaching saying, the Bible says, and then now I'm trying to show you what the Quran says, and I've got to be careful not to call it the Bible, because it's certainly not that. The Quran says that we were commanded to worship but one, Allah, and that there is no God but He. And the Quran says, Allah's curse is commanded for those who take Christ, the Son of Mary, for their Lord. Now, in the Quran is divided up into books that are called surahs, S-U-R-A. And so if you have a copy of the Quran, or S-U-R-A-H, depending on how it's translated, then you'll see the surahs listed in the index, and you know it'll show you the page number where you can find them in the Quran. The one that I have has 114 surahs. And we're going to turn to surah number 9, all right? And we're going to look at verses 30 and 31. I'm going to read them for you. You know, people will say, well, I believe that, you know, Islam is a religion of this or that or whatever. Well, the best thing to do is go to it, read it, see what it says, compare it with the Bible, and then you will know whether they're the same or whether they're different. Surah 9, verse 30, here's what the Quran says. The Jews call Uzair a son of Allah, and the Christians call Christ the Son of Allah. That is a saying from their mouth. In this, they but imitate what the unbelievers of old used to say. Allah's curse be on them. How they are deluded away from the truth. They take their priests and their anchorites to be their lords besides Allah, in derogation of Allah, and they take as their Lord Christ the Son of Mary, although they were commanded to worship but one Allah. There's no God but He. Praise and glory to Him. Far is He from having the partners they associate with Him. Now, I'm not going to have the time to reread the paragraphs each time we do this, but do you understand? Talking about us, they take as their Lord Christ, the Son of Mary, although they were commanded to worship but one Allah. There's no God but He. Now, that's vastly different. Vastly different than the Bible. The Bible says that Jesus didn't say He's the Son of Allah. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is Son of God, and that He is God manifest in the flesh, and that He is one with the Father. That's what the Bible says. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, "Great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifest in the flesh." In John 10:30, Jesus Christ said, "I and the Father are one." In 1 John 5:7, clearly the greatest verse in the Bible on the Trinity, the Father, there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. He's our Lord. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, we say that from memory so fast that you miss a key word. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, you see, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And what are you confessing? That Jesus Christ is Lord. Or better yet, Jesus Christ is the Lord. In Surah 4, and I guess these are called verses, number 171, listen to what the Quran says. O people of the book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say of Allah anything but the truth. Christ Jesus, the Son of Mary, was no more than an apostle of Allah. And His word, which He bestowed on Mary, and a spirit proceeding from Him. So believe in Allah and His apostles. Say not Trinity. Desist. It will be better for you, for Allah is one Allah. Glory be to Him. Far exalted is He above, having a son. Do you hear what Surah 4, 171 just said? Glory be to Him, far exalted is He above having a son. To Him belong all things in the heavens and on earth, and enough is Allah as a disposer of affairs. You know what He just said right there? That Allah is one, there's no such thing as the Trinity, that Christ was nothing more than an apostle of Allah, and far be it from Allah to have a son. Let me tell you something, that God called Allah and that God of the Bible, they're not the same. The God of the Bible had a son, God manifest in the flesh. Allah, He had an apostle. He didn't have a son. How are you going to put those things together? You can't. But that's one reason. Let's look at another one. Another reason that Islam and Christianity can't be reconciled, even though there are people when you talk to them say, well, after all, we all worship the same God. Not when you actually look in what the Bible calls God of the Bible, God Almighty, and what the Quran calls God. They're not the same. The Quran commands Muslims to fight those who believe not in Allah. We'll go back to Surah 9, and we'll look at verse 29. Fight those who believe not in Allah, nor the last day, nor hold that forbidden, which has been forbidden by Allah and His apostle, nor acknowledge the religion of truth, even if they are of the people of the book, until they pay the jizya with willing submission and feel themselves subdued. The jizya is a tax. Now, did you hear what he said right there? People say, I believe that Islam is a religion of peace. You know what I believe? I believe there are a lot of Muslims who are peaceful. And you know why I believe that? Because you see it. But the Quran in Surah 9:29 says, fight those who believe not in Allah, nor the last day, You see that? Nor acknowledge the religion of truth until they pay the jizya with willing submission and feel themselves subdued. You know what we believe as Christians? We believe in God, the Father of Jesus, and in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what 1 John chapter 2, verses 22 and 23 says? Well, if you don't, let me go read them for you real quick. In 1 John chapter 2, in verses 22 and 23, listen very carefully. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Well, I'm going to tell you something. How are you going to get those together when one says, fight those who believe what you just read right there in 1 John chapter 2, verses 22 and 23? You can't put them together. Let me show you another one. The Quran commands Muslims to fight and slay pagans. Now, who is a pagan? A pagan is one who is not a Muslim. For this, we're going to turn to Surah 9, 5. And listen to what it says. I'm reading. Now, you say you're lifting them out of context. Well, if I had time, I would read the entire context. What I'm doing for you is I'm turning you to the place where you can find them. You can get a copy of the Quran and you can read that context for yourself. And you'll find that what we're saying in verse 5 is not contrary to the rest of Surah 9. Look what it says. Surah 9, 5. But when the forbidden months are past, then fight and slay the pagans wherever you find them and seize them, beleaguer them and lie in wait for them in every stratagem of war. But if they repent and establish regular prayers and practice regular charity, then open the way for them. For Allah is oft forgiving and most merciful. You know what Jesus Christ did? Jesus Christ didn't come to slay men. Jesus Christ came to save men. And when his disciples got to a place where they were not received well, they were ready to call down fire from heaven. And the Lord said, you don't know the spirit that you're of. Back here in Luke chapter 9, in verse 51, it came to pass when the time was come that he, Jesus that is, should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they didn't receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit you're of, for the Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. Now, you know what our posture is toward a Muslim? Our posture is to be gracious. Our posture is to be true. Our posture is to stand firm on the words of God. And there's a period of time which Muslims are supposed to tolerate you through a period of what's called a covenant or a period of treaty. But when that forbidden month is passed, or those forbidden months are passed, you know what they do? They're to slay you. Fight and slay the pagans wherever you find them. How are you going to put those two together? The commands are so contrary to each other. The Quran says that we were commanded to worship but one Allah. The Bible says worship Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and that he's a triune God. See the difference? Let me show you another one. The Quran says that hell is for those who reject Allah. All right, let's go to Surah 35. Surah 35, and let's look at verse 36. But those who reject Allah, for them will be the fire of hell. No term shall be determined for them, so they should die, nor shall its chastisements be lightened unto them. Thus do we reward every ungrateful one. All right, read it to you again. Those who reject Allah, for them will be the fire of hell. Listen, if you accept Allah when you find out that He is not at all like the God of the Bible, then you know what you have to do? You got to reject Jesus Christ. And if you reject Jesus Christ, you know what happens to you, right? You wind up in hell. So if the Quran says that hell is for those who reject Allah, and the Bible says that hell is for those who reject Jesus Christ, and Allah and Jesus Christ are not the same because Jesus Christ is supposedly just the prophet of Allah, and the Bible says that Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh, you got a problem. Let me read for you Surah 50, verses 24 through 26. The sentence will be, throw both of you into hell, every contumacious rejecter of Allah. A contumacious rejecter of Allah is one who is willfully disobedient, who forbade what was good, transgressed all bounds, cast doubts and suspicions, who set up another god beside Allah, throw him into severe chastisement. Well, the God of the Bible is another god to Allah. And the Quran says that hell was prepared for you if you don't believe that. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. The Bible goes on to show you that those who reject God and those who reject his words are the ones that go there. In John chapter 12, Jesus Christ was here on the earth. And you know what he said in verse 48 and 49? He said, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Well, you find the word that Jesus Christ has spoken in the Bible. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And you know what the judgment is? Well, when Jesus Christ was really getting on to the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 23, right before his crucifixion, here's what he said. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 33, he says, you serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Those who reject the salvation of Jesus Christ are the ones that go there. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, Hebrews says. John chapter 3, verse 18, and John chapter 3, verse 36 show you, they just put it to you just plain and simple. He that believeth on him, speaking of Jesus Christ, is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 36, John chapter 3, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Well, according to the Quran, the Son is not the Son of God. He is simply an apostle, and he is not to be believed on for everlasting life. So contrary to the Bible says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. The books are absolutely contrary. The religious beliefs are irreconcilable. The reasons that Islam and Christianity can't be reconciled are found in the writings. Compare the Quran with the Bible. You can see. The Quran says that Muhammad is the apostle of Allah. Look in Surah 48, 29. We'll pick it up with 27. Surah 48, 27 through 29. The Quran says this, truly did Allah fulfill the dream of his apostle, you shall enter the sacred mosque if Allah wills, with minds secure, heads shaved, hair cut short and without fear, for he knew what you knew not, and he granted, besides this, a victory in near future. It is he who has sent his apostle with guidance and the religion of truth to make it prevail over all religions and enough is Allah for a witness. Muhammad is the apostle of Allah, and those who are with him are strong against unbelievers, but compassionate among each other. You will see them bow and prostrate themselves in prayer, seeking grace from Allah and His good pleasure. On their faces are their marks, being the traces of their prostration. Thus have they been described in the Torah, and thus have they been described in the Gospel, like a seed which sends forth its blade, then makes it strong, it becomes thick, and it stands on its own stem, filling the sowers with wonder and delight. As a result, it fills the unbelievers with rage at them. Allah has promised those among them who believe and do righteous deeds forgiveness and a great reward. You know what it says? Muhammad is the apostle of Allah. But you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that the apostles were given to the church by Jesus Christ. That's Ephesians 4:11. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. And the apostles consisted of the original 12 disciples, less Judas Iscariot after he fell, with the addition of Matthias in Acts chapter 1, verse 26, who took Judas' place, and the addition of Barnabas and Paul in Acts chapter 14, verse 14, and probably James, the Lord's brother, in Galatians 1:19. May I tell you something? Listen, listen. The original 12, less Judas Iscariot, Matthias, Barnabas, Paul, and probably James, the Lord's brother. Do you know who is not in that list? Muhammad. I mean, think about it. The Bible tells you who all the apostles of the Lord are. They're all listed. I gave you the references. You can look them up for yourself. And you know what the Bible says? The Bible didn't say anything about Muhammad being the apostle. But the Bible does say this in 2 Corinthians 11:13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Revelation 2:2, the Lord commends the church at Ephesus because they were able to judge who were the real apostles and who weren't. He says in Revelation 2:2, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. Now, I know that's strong language. But if the Bible says that if they weren't in that list, they're liars, and the Quran says that Muhammad is the apostle of Allah, how are you going to reconcile those two? Because to accept that Muhammad is an apostle, you see, if Allah is supposed to be the God, or equivalent to the God of the Bible, then you got a real problem when it comes to Revelation 2:2 and 2 Corinthians 11:13. The Quran teaches that Muslims escape hell not by grace or by faith or anything like that, but by their good deeds, and they're granted entrance into the garden as a result. For this, I'll go to Surah 39 and just read some things quickly. 39:70. To every soul will be paid in full the fruit of its deeds, and Allah knows best all that they do. The unbelievers will be led to hell in crowd until when they arrive there, its gates will be opened and its keepers will say, did not apostles come to you from among yourselves, rehearsing to you the signs of your Lord and warning you of the meeting of the day of yours? The answer will be true, but the decree of punishment has been proved true against unbelievers. Enter the gates of hell to dwell therein, and evil is this abode of the arrogance. And then we get down to the end, and he says in Surah 39:74, praise be to Allah who has truly fulfilled his promise to us and has given us this land and heritage. We can dwell in the garden as we will. How excellent a reward for whom? For those who work righteousness. For those who work righteousness. The Bible says that salvation is apart from works and is both based solely on imputed righteousness for putting our faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary. Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for by grace you save through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. You know, ultimately, when you try to think about reconciling these two religions and getting the people together, ultimately the Quran forbids Muslims to take Jews and Christians for their friends. Surah 5:51. O you who believe, take not the Jews and the Christians for your friends and protectors. They are but friends and protectors to each other, and he among you that turns to them for friendship is of them. Surely Allah does not guide the unjust people. If the person who professes to be a Muslim and professes to believe the Quran follows what this says, he says, O you who believe, take not the Jews and the Christians for your friends and protectors. That pretty well eliminates any chance for reconciliation. You know something? Those who have tried to get Muslims and Christians together for political reasons, those who have tried to get Muslims and Christians together for economic reasons, you know what they're doing? They're setting the stage for the worst wars among nations this world has ever seen. The only way they can pull off their schemes is to convince people that Muslims and Christians can work together for world peace. Don't buy it. The God of the Bible and the God of Islam or the God of the Quran are not the same God. They're enemies. Jesus said, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Do you understand? We're not trying to make the problem worse by exposing these lies to the truth. We're trying to make sure that you don't get caught up in the lie when you simply take a comparison between the Bible and the Quran. The contrast between the Quran and the Bible show just some of the differences between Islam and Christianity. There are many more, but they show enough to help you to understand you cannot reconcile the differences between the two. May God bless you as you faithfully study the Word of God and get to know your Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.